We are past the solstice, but I am trying not to get too down about it. The fog that rolls in each night is a welcome break from the heat. The other week, my sister and her family and I were out in Provincetown, where we grew up. It was during the late June heat wave, my little nephew Salvatore's short summer haircut plastered to his face with sweat. Salvatore, obsessed with history, wants to take a trolley ride, something we haven't done in a long time. I'm convinced the trolley tour script has not changed in a half century or longer, as though time stopped long, long ago. The tour guide speaks with a slight old Provincetown accent, like all the Portuguese grandmothers of my friends growing up. As we crest the hill in the West End, right before the end of Commercial Street, or is it the beginning? Long Point reveals itself on the left. There was once a house here at the top of the hill, leveled this winter, and the view is exceptional, as new construction has yet to begin. For one summer, anyone who stands here will be able to see this sweeping view of Long Point that will soon be confined to someone else's picture window in their living room. My sister and her family retreat to the air-conditioned comfort of an old motor inn on Highhead, leaving me to wander Commercial Street alone. I always begin this walk, which is more like a pilgrimage, in the East End near the Route 6 split, where old summer homes are all lit up. I've been walking by these houses for almost four decades, memorizing their eaves, their sagging roof lines, their plank shutters. I watch a man come out from one of my favorite summer houses at the very end of Commercial Street. He is dripping wet, with only a blue and white striped towel wrapped around his waist. He stands there for a good long time, in the center of the street, under a blinking streetlight. The fog swirls around his ankles, and I wonder if I'm seeing things. Perhaps he's just another ghost. And then he sees me there, and just as quickly he slips back into the house, the screen door slapping on its worn hinges. At Lope Square, where fried clams and footlong hot dogs are served in a weather-beaten shack by weathered old women, drag queens in heavy sequin gowns walk past in 5-inch lucite high heels. They are trying to drum up business for their 7 o'clock shows. They are barely breaking a sweat. Provincetown has changed, there's no saying that it hasn't, even in my lifetime. Houses along Commercial Street are getting raised up above base flood elevation. I'm reminded, again, of the drag queens on stilt-like shoes. Other older homes that I thought would remain intact forever are gutted, just as they are back here on Nantucket. And people I thought would live forever have all died. But I do believe that on a summer night, between the hours of 10 at night and 3 in the morning, Commercial Street is pretty much as I remember it. The night air is thick and heavy. Bicycle brakes squealing with so much moisture in the air. Kids throw snap poppers at the pavement. An old air conditioner struggle like a car engine trying to turn over. Elton John sings Mona Lisas and Mad Hatters from somebody's distant stereo. And in the East End, the approaching high tide slaps against concrete seawalls. Every summer smells the same. Honeysuckle, wild roses, garbage, tobacco, bicycle tires on hot asphalt, and salt. At slack tide, I walk down somebody's staircase at the end of Snail Road and into the water, the harbor as black as pitch. For a few moments, time is suspended. And then the tide turns and begins to recede, and I must make my way back out of memory to the present day.